Emergency Hitler press conference. John Kelly, former chief of staff for Donald Trump, suddenly remembers. It's easy to forget things, I suppose. Suddenly remembers that actually Trump admired Hitler, admired Hitler's generals. Why didn't he suddenly remember this in 2020? I'm really curious about that. It's very confusing. Yeah, he did not remember it in 2020, not at all. He remembers it now, though, even though others who were in the room are like, what? In fact, there's four of them who are like, no, including Mark Esper, who can't stand Trump. And you'll find him most days on CNN or MSNBC trashing Trump. He's like, yeah, I was there. That didn't happen. Hey, but no lie is too great. What are we watching right now? We're watching a Democrat classic. It's called the wrap-up smear. Remember this from Nancy Pelosi explaining how it works? She's talking to the mainstream media at the time she's saying this. She's pointing them. So you help us. You help us lie. Here's what she said.
If you want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this, so they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic.
Uh-huh. So Kamala yesterday had an emergency Hitler press conference because she heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend that something was going on. This is a rumor, y'all. This is a rumor. This is so ridiculous. Okay. But if he's Hitler, yeah, Hitler. One of you had a great bunch of questions here. I'm going to read this because they're great questions. As a dictator, how did Donald Trump allow himself to be banned from social media? Weird. He'd have just taken it over, right? Why didn't he arrest Zuckerberg with his army? How did he allow himself to be investigated for years for a fake Russia collusion hoax? How did he allow himself to be impeached? Twice. Not much of a dictator. Not much. But let's go with he's a total dictator. Right? Then why did we have the story on Monday about how three separate Democrat senatorial campaigns in three separate swing states are running ads touting how they worked with Trump? Ads that almost make it seem like he sort of endorsed them. Ads that do not feature Her Highness in any way. Scott Jennings brought that up on CNN yesterday. It was hilarious.
It probably will shock Kamala Harris and the rest of her campaign staff to learn that there are incumbent Democrat U.S. senators in this country right now running television ads touting all their work with this modern day Hitler. I wonder if Kamala Harris tonight in our town hall meeting will call for them to take these ads off the air touting their work with this Hitler. I mean, if he were really Hitler, if he were really a threat to democracy, not a single Democrat in this country would be running ads touting their work with Donald Trump. Now,
this is so silly. By the way, here's those ads. You'd almost think from looking at them that Trump and this person, you know, work side by side, that Trump maybe even endorsed this person. Kamala is nowhere in these ads.
I want to play a compilation of political ads from Bob Casey in Pennsylvania, Tammy Baldwin, Wisconsin, and Elisa Slotkin in Michigan, all Democrats, mm-hmm. all promoting their connections to Donald Trump. Watch this.
Casey bucked Biden to protect fracking, and he sided with Trump to end NAFTA and put tariffs on China to
Hitler.
Stop them from cheating.
Tammy Baldwin got President Trump to sign her Made in America bill.
And then she got President Biden to make it permanent.
That's why I wrote a law signed by President Trump forcing drug companies to show their actual prices.
Mm-hmm. You mean with Trump Hitler? This is ridiculous. Okay, here's the thing. About this. Let me tell you what's going on here, okay? And you can understand it by looking at my Twitter feed. For the first time, we don't know if it's going to happen, but for the first time, it appears that Republicans are poised to win early voting in North Carolina, okay? Normally, Democrats win early voting in North Carolina. And they're behind. They're behind with an egg. They could still vote on Election Day, so you better get out there and vote early. But listen to this. Okay, in 2020... Democrats won early voting by 6 in North Carolina, but Trump still won the state, okay? Democrats won early voting by 7 in 2022. It appears Republicans are on the verge of winning it. I don't know. You folks need to get out and win and vote. So what's the Trump-Hitler thing? What's the point of that? They're not in a panic, okay? This is a close race. Why you need to get out and vote? This is a Democrat turnout drive at this point. That was directed at Democrats. That's her saying, you don't like me. I get it. I'm a little weird. I get it. But you don't want to live under Hitler. Because see, Democrats believe this stuff. Nobody else does. But they do. Because they're so brainwashed. That's what you're looking at. This is not panic, okay? Any talk show host today who tells you this is panic does not know what they're talking about. They don't. This is not panic. This is an evenly divided country. She has time to turn these Democrats out. Let me tell you why now. Why did they wait till early voting to do this? Because their internals are showing them the same thing that Rasmussen's poll just showed them. 50% of Republicans are planning to vote on Election Day. Just 39% of Democrats are. So what is Nate Silver telling you? He's the Seven Golly of the Democrats, their seer, their pollster, their favorite guy, huge Democrat. And he's got one message for you this morning. And all of this is related. He wants you to know Trump's got this. Oh, yeah, he's got this.
A veteran pollster, Nate Silver, saying his gut feeling is that former President Trump will win the presidential election. Quote, in an election where the seven battleground states are all polling within a percentage point or two, 50-50 is the only responsible forecast. My gut says Donald Trump, and my guess is that it is true for many anxious Democrats. Silver defending his gut feeling, saying that polls have underestimated Trump in the past.
Mm-hmm. Come on. If I have one more person tell me, he's going to win, he's going to win. And to hear it from people who should be smarter, talk show hosts on our side, y'all. Oh, it's panic. We're winning. Are you an idiot? No, seriously, are you an idiot? You're repeating the message from pollsters who have lied to you for years. Just because you like what they're saying right now doesn't make it true. They're depressing the vote. Why? Because they know 50% of Republicans right now, they're going to vote on Election Day. I don't know why. That's really stupid, but okay. They know what the GOP chairman of Transylvania County told me in an interview last week. He said, I watched him pull up. It's his first day of early voting, right? It was very crowded because pent up demand, right? Got a little better after that. He said, I watched 2-3% of the vote drive up and drive away. It's a Republican county. Why? Line was too long. If they can get you feeling good so you don't vote early, if they can get you to Election Day, they know 2-3% will drive away. And they know, look, you have the best of intentions, but your boss kind of needs you back after lunch and you're going to have to stand there all day because the lines are so long if you wait till Election Day. This is a game. Don't fall for it. We are neck and neck with this woman. Why? Why are we neck and neck? It's not about her. Donald Trump turns out more Republicans than anybody ever has by millions. But the price of that is that he turns them out too. And they know it. There is a hidden mass of people. Many of them are women who are coming out to vote against Trump. They don't like Her Highness much, but they hate him. And they want you to stay home. Nate Silver's trying to get you to stay home. All these pollsters who normally tell you, give up, go away, Trump's losing. Americans are outraged by January 6th. The Russia collusion hoax is real. Those people, they want you to know Trump's winning. Why? They want you to stay home. And they especially don't want you to vote during early voting. That's why they're doing it now. Because if you've seen the lines for early voting, wait till you see the lines on Election Day. By the way, I want you to know this, okay? I drove up to early vote yesterday. It looked intimidating. There were like cars lining like the drive and everything. But from the time I stood like outside right in the lobby, you know, right outside the lobby to the time I voted and got out, 17 minutes, like 40 seconds, I think. It's not bad now, but it's going to be bad on Election Day. And they're counting on it. They're counting on it. They want you to go, you know, I'm busy today. I think I won't early vote. I'll just wait till Election Day. Besides, Trump's got this. He doesn't have this. Reverse what they're saying.